Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Good morning, Dean. This Madonna show in Rio, has there ever been a larger audience for a concert?
No, there has not, which is amazing, considering some of the huge concerts and festivals that have taken place. But this was the last stop of her current tour that she's on. She was in Rio de Janeiro and performed in front of 1.6 million people. Not just a concert venue, but the way this is set up, it's right on the Copacabana beach, you know, where music and fashion is always in fashion. How does that go from the Barry Manilow song? Copacabana, whatever. The people were watching from the beach. People were watching from boats, from nearby apartments, hotels. I guess kind of like the water and air show, right? Where
yeah.
It's on the beach, but everybody's watching from every place while it's happening. But 1.6 million people watch the show. Her previous largest concert crowd ever was only 130,000 people in Paris back in 1987. So quite a show for her.
Yeah, I read that the city welcomed an extra 170 flights to their airports.
Oh, wow. Just for that. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
How about that? That's amazing. And, you know,
it's like those are Taylor Swift numbers.
Those are Taylor Swift numbers. I wonder how late she was for the show, though, because that's like a Madonna signature.
Yeah, you don't want to make a 1.6 million people angry.
Yeah.
What were the numbers on weekend box office?
They were pretty good for The Fall Guy. That was the big movie of the weekend and turned out to be the number one movie of the weekend as well. The Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt movie wound up taking in $28 million for its opening weekend. I think the studios were hoping it was going to do a little better than that, but $28 million, not bad. Globally, it's taken in $68 million. The number two movie is actually, I think, far more interesting. It was the re-release on big screen of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which is not generally considered to be a favorite Star Wars movie among fans. That was the fourth movie that came out, but it's called Episode I. And it came out, naturally, on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. But it took in enough money to be the number two movie of the weekend. Challengers was after that. The Zendaya movie, Taro, and Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire rounded out the top five.
Last night on Netflix, the Tom Brady roast was live. Is it available now on Netflix?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And people are going to be watching it like crazy. This was one of the very few times where they've done a live roast. Normally, these roasts are recorded because they are so dirty and so X-rated that they have to do heavy editing before they would put them on a conventional television station or channel. This is on Netflix, where anything goes, so they did it live, and man, did anything go. We had trouble even finding a few clips that we could play that, you know, made any sense, but we've got a little bit of a montage here with it's Peyton Manning, it's Jeffrey Ross, and the host of the show, Kevin Hart.
He is a three-time Super Bowl loser. Please welcome Tom Brady.
A man who has so many rings he could melt them down and forge a sword to go on a quest to get Giselle back from that jujitsu teacher.
Giselle gave you an ultimatum. Giselle said, you retire or we're done. That's what she said to you, Tom. You retire or we're done. And let me tell you something. When you got a chance to go 8-9 and all it will cost you is your wife and your kids, you gotta do what you gotta do. Do you understand me?
They, They held nothing back with his personal life, with his relationship with his other players and coaches and owners. And if you're a fan of Tom Brady, I give him a lot of credit. He sat there and smiled for almost all of it. There was the one line about the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, and he got up and whispered into Jeffrey Ross's ear, don't say that again. He didn't like something that was, was part of that. But other than that, it's you want to see it, it's streaming on Netflix.
But he didn't mind the Giselle
right?
lines.
Isn't that funny that it's like he didn't want something said about his owner, his former
right.
owner,
yeah.
But he didn't mind about his wife and kids. That was kind of interesting.
That was the massage parlor thing.
That was the massage parlor line, right, yes.
I got to watch that tonight. I'm told it started slow, but then it got funny and dirty.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, lots a lot like this. A lot like this show, really.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. WGN. It's Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and Dean, I know this actor from Titanic, and I thought he was the perfect captain. He looked the part, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked like the real captain of the Titanic. And when you go back and do the actual history, I'm a little bit of a Titanic buff, I guess, from when the movie came out. I've gone to some of the museums to see the artifacts. We have an exhibit in Chicago now, actually, of Titanic artifacts and things like that. But the actor who played the captain passed away over the weekend. He is a British actor named Bernard Hill. He also starred in two Lord of the Rings movies. More recently, he was in the BBC drama The Responder, 79 years old. And very, very distinctive. I mean, if you saw the movie, you can see him in the captain's, as the ship is going down, the real captain of the Titanic went down with the ship. Mm-hmm. He's standing in that, control area as the water breaks through the glass, very stoically going down with his vessel.
Great white beard.
Yep.
Yeah, he looked the part.
Sure did.
Phil Donahue has many Chicago connections still, and this was quite an honor for him, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, Phil did his show, his national daytime talk show, here from WGN. In fact, in the very studio where we do all of the newscasts, morning, noon, and night, here on WGN, good old Studio 2. That was Phil's studio back in the day from 1974 to 1982, where he brought in presidents and world leaders and showbiz A-listers and people from every single diverse walk of life that made him really a pioneer. Before Oprah, there was Phil. There was Phil Donahue. And over the weekend, he was honored the country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, at the White House. In this, here you hear the description of Phil Donahue's career as President Biden was putting the medal around his neck.
From Irish Catholic roots in Cleveland, Phil Donahue rose to transform television and reshape the national conversation. Over 29 years, nearly 7,000 episodes, and 20 Emmys, he pioneered the live daytime talk show, holding a mirror up to America. He interviewed everyone from our greatest stars to our forgotten neighbors, uniting us around the toughest issues of our time. Insatiably curious and accepting, he saw every guest as worthy of interest and worked to build understanding, bringing us to see each other not as enemies, but as fellow Americans.
Yeah, we could use a little of that right now, I think. Yeah.
And how?
Yeah. Seeing each other as fellow Americans. There's Phil's familiar theme song that he used on his show for years and years. He's 88 years old now. He was also honored along with Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh former Vice President Al Gore, gold medalist Jim Thorpe, and many others. His wife, of course, Marlo Thomas, who they met here at WGN. She was scheduled to be a guest on his show that day. And these two were like flirty little teenagers. There's an obvious instant attraction. And in 2 weeks, they will have been married for 44 years. Marlo was also on hand, of course, for the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award.
All of a sudden, I just feel like saying, is the caller there?
That's right.
Chris Pine has been on a lot of red carpets lately. What's he talking about?
He's got a new movie that's going to be coming out this coming Friday called Pool Man, where he plays sort of this native Angelino who takes... He's a pool man, aptly named for the movie. He takes care of the swimming pool at the Tahitian Tiki Apartments in Los Angeles and gets hooked up into fighting a crooked politician and a greedy land developer in this movie. What's interesting about this is not only does Chris star in this movie, he directs it, and he has also co-written the story. And we caught up with him on a Zoom chat last week.
What led you into that, Chris?
Boredom, really. I was boredom and joy. I really loved this idea of a pool man named Darren Barrowman. And it cycled around in my brain until COVID hit and I was stuck in my home. And I decided to write it with my friend. And then as I was writing it, it all came to me visually. And I thought, well, God, why not? Why not do it? The time is now, carpe diem. And it just kind of tumbled out of me. And it's really the story of a boy man coming to terms with himself, told in a way that I felt that I wanted to tell it, which was going more into the joyful aspect of it than into the sad sack aspect of it. So come for the story, stay for the people.
Yeah. You know, one of my highlights during the pandemic was has to do with you. We were doing a Zoom chat and, you know, how everybody was cooking during the pandemic. And I asked you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lemon pasta.
Lemon
pasta that I bet I've made it 100 times since then. I also started a cooking segment during the pandemic, and I made Chris Pine's lemon pasta, and it was
isn't it tremendous with the lemon rind? Change everything?
It completely changes everything, and I've made a couple of derivations of it. I made a lemon pasta primavera the other day with vegetables and all kinds of things
there.
So all because
there's something about that lemon rind on the salt that has like that citrus, but it's not too sweet.
Oh, it's so
That's
great.
That's so cool. Yeah. I totally remember doing that.
Yeah, we have the recipe posted at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. It's on our YouTube channel, so you can get the recipe and watch me actually prepare it. It's amazingly delicious.
You got to get to work on that celebrity cookbook, Dean.
Yeah. If only I wasn't so lazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's a major,
I know exactly what you mean, believe me.
It's a major downfall.
Thank you, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, bye.